Hey yo there everyone, and welcome to the first ever independent game review podcast. Welcome to the Gamer's Choice. I'm the Greek with the Geeks, Stelios Laudis, and I'll be your game reviewer and host for this show, in which I will be taking a trip into the world of video games in order to find the best games to recommend for you and the worst ones to avoid. Regardless of genre or platform, there will be always something to take a look at. This is the second episode of the podcast, and I don't really have anything to do and say, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Let's begin! Many people have dreamed about being game developers. It's one of these jobs that become more and more popular as technology and time goes on. Writing code and creating a new game by yourself and with others if you work for a company is definitely something fun that you can do. Although, it can also be very hard. You gotta remember lines of code, how they work, all that stuff, which is easier said than done. If you're still interested in that though and wanna feel how it's like to be a game developer, and even a CEO of a whole company? Then Game Dev Tycoon is the game you want to look for. The game doesn't really have a specific story, although we do get a summary of what's going on. You're a new developer in the 1980s. Your goal is to start a video game company, rising up from an independent developer to a AAA company. Of course, that task won't be easy. You will need to make the perfect game in order to get the big cast and start conquering the market. Whether your company rises to the top or goes bankrupt, it's up to you. Now, gameplay-wise, it's a really simple yet deep experience. You gotta make games. Easy as pie, right? Well, not exactly. Sure, it doesn't need any complicated stuff to do like writing all the codes, but you will still need to manage the development. In each of the three development phases, you will have to allocate your resources on what aspects your upcoming games to focus. Its genre and theme combination will have different aspects that you will need to focus, so every combination of resource allocation will be different. That will also primarily affect the game's ratings when it releases, so you have to be careful about your choices. After you develop your game, you have the option of either releasing it or putting it in the trash if you are unsure. If you do decide to release the game, however, you will get some reviews, which, as said before, are affected by the focus of each aspect. The overall rating will also affect the sales of your game. Worse ratings equal worse sales, but better ratings equal better sales. After you develop your game, you can create another one right away, or you can take advantage of other mechanics. One major mechanic is researching, which allows you to research new topics for a game, technology for custom game engines, or other stuff that will benefit your company. Although those require research points, which can be obtained via game development, game engine development, or game reports. And that's not all. As you progress through the game, you'll also unlock stuff that you will need to take advantage of. Employees, more story-related stuff and events, new research, more consoles coming to the market, getting invited to join an event that is the equivalent of E3, and more. All of this will unfold to you as you progress through the in-game years. However, the gameplay does eventually start wavering off, becoming repetitive, a bit old, and once you find the perfect combinations to get 10 out of 10s every single time, the challenge is lost, and the game becomes ridiculously easy. However, it's still an experience that allows you to feel how it's like to be a game developer, and it's executed really well. Now, what makes the gameplay on the PC version even better? Is Steam Workshop support, which allows you to use a variety of mods to enhance the experience. Some make minor changes like adding a new theme or making a visual change, stuff like that, nothing too serious. But others take the game to a whole new level, changing the UI, adding new mechanics, and overall make the experience even better. You can add the ability to create DLC for games, use new themes, and even I say this and even create an entirely new console, which honestly just blows your mind. You want to play more, create new save files just to try all this mods. It's amazing. And honestly, just wow. Wow, I don't really have anything else to say. It's really epic to see such fan-made mods. Now, the graphics in the game take the form of the in-game characters and buildings your company works. Arcade best. They're simple enough, and I don't see anything that's too off. The only issue I have is that they lose some detail when you're in the larger buildings, but overall, they still do the job. The soundtrack and sound is also kind of simple here too. The OST consists of 6 tracks having an upbeat and happy tone to them, and they fit the theme of the game, managing your company and all that stuff. As for the sound effects, they're fine at first, but later on it gets annoying having to hear the same freaking jingle for every time you successfully research something, for example. Yes, you're gonna hear that quite a lot. It gets quite irritating, but I mean, hey, thankfully it's not nerve-breaking. Finally, the replayability of this game is quite infinite-less if you're up to play the game multiple times, mods included. After completing the main story and getting a score, you can continue with the same company you managed to get on the top, or create a new one and try to beat your old score. And with the addition of Steam Workshop, as mentioned before, you can play again with new mods to use and all that kind of jazz. Overall, Game Dev Tycoon is a great experience if you want to get into the shoes of a game development company. Although not guaranteeing you to become an expert of game development in real life and still requiring to learn coding, there is a good amount of stuff to play around trying to create your own game dev empire, especially with the addition of Steam Workshop mods enhancing the experience. However, it will get eventually a bit boring, and some stuff I analyzed weren't the best. But still, that's why I give this game an 8 out of 10. And that concludes today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you want more, check out my Instagram and Twitter accounts where you can see me talk about gaming and updates for the gamer's choice. This is Tobias Laudis, signing off.